All My Life has taken Seattle Dancer. Ain't She Cute down the middle of the track. It's All My Life at the 100 metres, followed by Ain't She Cute and Diamond Dagger's flashing home, but All My Life will last. All My Life has just won from Diamond Dagger and Ain't She Cute in a photo for second.
Oh, and then came Seattle Dancer. What a moment. What a moment after all these months, Whitey, after all the challenges of the Super Filly, the Flying Filly, just not being able to get over the line last Wednesday at Mornington. All My Life got the chocolates and dominated proceedings and breaks her maiden status. What a performance and worth celebrating again.
What a relief.
What do you mean?
Well, it just was.
That's the first of many.
I wonder whether we might have been going to a more sort of a picnic scene, but anyway.
First of many for the magnificent All My Life. She's going to have a spell now. She's going to have a bit of a rest. She's a bit fatigued after that.
Of course, the spell.
She's paid for herself. She's done her job. She's paid her purchase price back. We are officially in front. That is good business by the Super Filly. The Flying Filly, All My Life. I know she's got a great army of supporters out there. So we're just one more chance to get involved with a little bit of that activity on the early mail today. And we're racing at Geelong today. Or are we? Because James Dott wants to talk to you about it.
Yeah, well, yes. Our man James down at Geelong. I can report in that there's been 32.6 mils of rain at the Geelong Racecourse. I wonder what that means for the track. Good morning, James.
Morty, half, how are you going?
Going well, mate. What's the story?
We might be going better than you.
Yeah, it's wet. I'm a drown rat. I've just finished the track report, and we've come up with a heavy nine. Now, there is some surface water from these heavy showers that are coming through and still coming. Looking at the radar, it's about to finish. So once it's finished and the water gets away, there's no issues. We just need it to stop, though, and if the radar is true and correct, then we have no issues. But heavy nine, 6.5 penetrometer, and the rail's down at 11 metres today.
Okay, so as you said, I just looked at the radar myself. It does look like you've pretty much seen the end of it, so that's helpful.
Yeah, very helpful, and with the forecast of 30-kilometre winds and even, you know, sunshine and that sort of thing, we could be looking at a completely different place in a couple of hours. As of right now, it's terrible. It's underwater and shocking. But if that forecast is correct, as it's saying, then we'll be okay on a heavy nine surface.
All right. Well, it's amazing to think it was been such a dry week that we're racing on a heavy nine. But that's what the weather gods have provided for us. James, thanks very much for your time. Appreciate it. And good luck. Hopefully, it is the end of the rain down there at the moment.
Thank you. Cut.
James Dalton, underwater there at Geelong, which means, of course, what we're seeing is a lot of scratchings from some trainers out there because they don't be running on the heavy nine. But Henry Dwyer has got one left. We had a couple others that we're going to have a chat to him about. He's always one of our favourites here on the Early Mail. Henry, good morning to you.
G'day, Half. How you going?
All right, mate. All right. Just the one left for you now, is there?
Yeah, we had Telekinesis in later, but he's a bit of a duffer on it, so we won't bother. We'll wait for later in the week with him. And Arapiles, don't really know. We haven't tried him on it, but he hasn't got any convictions yet, so hopefully it stays that way today.
Is what about the Turf Fontaine? Is the Turf Fontaine going? Do they have any history in the wet?
Yeah, they generally get through it as a rule, so I think it's probably more about exposure to it and practice on it than just purely what you buy or what you're out of. But if it is by sort of goes on breeding, then he should handle it.
Oh, so he was, we were talking about race two, number two, Arapiles, today at Geelong. It was fifth at Ballarat 3 weeks ago, I think it was. Sort of sat at the back of the pack and then finished off strongly. We lost by about four lengths. Are we expecting further to be more suitable?
Yeah. He just in his work leading up to that, he showed that he was probably getting a little bit one pace and wanting a bit further. So he gets that today. I think 1300 or 1347, as it were, is ideal for him. So we just rode him a bit quiet to see him finish off first up, but I think from a better barrier, he should be able to settle a bit closer today. There's a couple of nice horses, and I don't mind Nobby's first starter. It's trialled okay up here, and Energy Within obviously ran second on a decent one, and Perfect Ed, his first up run was okay, so it's not a bad maiden, but I thought he'd improve a fair bit off his first up run, and if he can handle the wet, I reckon he'll be there somewhere.
So I'm going to ask you, what's your best for today, Henry?
Yes, not a hard one, or Arapiles.
Pretty straightforward. Race two, number two. We wish you the best of luck today on the heavy nine there at Geelong. Go get them.
Good. Thanks, Harf. Thanks, Wade.
Henry Dwyer with us, race two, number two. His best today, Whitey, which is, I think we'll see a few more scratchings when the official scratchings come in shortly. So we'll keep our listeners abreast of that through the morning as well here on RSN 927. But yes, I think check your local guides is one of the key indicators today for the punters out there.
Chris Lang, Bullion Harry.
Bullion Harry, think he's probably my bet.
Bullion Harry raced up on the outside of Minnow Valley Lover, who's kicking back. They go to the line. Bullion Harry, 1.5 head.
The Trot's Early Mail. Let the good times roll right through spring and summer at thetrots.com.au. Watch every race live and free on Trot's Vision.
We're racing at Cobram today, Whitey.
At Geelong. Yes, the gallops are at Geelong, but the harness racing is at Cobram, and Laura Crossland has five in today, so we thought we'd get her best of her five. Laura, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
No, we're going very well, thank you. You've got five in today across races 3, 4, 5, 6, and 8. We thought we'd get you your best couple. If we were to invest today on one of your horses, what would be the best way to go about it?
Oh, probably Mama's New Dude would have to be the best.
What's the name of the
horse? We're going to wait for the last one.
Yeah, Mama's New Dude.
Mama's New Dude. Can you just explain to us where the name came from?
Yes, well, he races in Fort MND colours because Dave Shepherd's really good mates with one of the guys in it that has MND. So Mama's New Dude is MND. So that's how he got his name.
Very nice. So that, we're going to wait till the end before we get our best. What about the others through the program? Is there a chance earlier in the program as well or not?
Yeah, I am the firecracker. He's drawn awkward, but if he has a bit of luck, he's gone good, actually. Golden Fan, who knows what one's going to turn up. If the right one turns up, he can do something in that field, but yeah.
All right, well, so we've got a few chances there. We've got I Am the Firecracker, race 4, number 7, and race 8, number 8, Mama's New Dude, which is one of the great names in harness racing history as far as I'm concerned. Are you trying to be out the front, or are you going to hit him from behind, Laura?
Going to hit him from behind, I reckon.
Right. Well, we wish you the best of luck today at Cobram. Hopefully there's 1, 2, possibly even 3 winners for you today, Cobram.
Hopefully. Thank you.
Good stuff. Laura Crossland there. She's got five in action. The best, she says, race 4, number 7, and race 8, number 8, if you want to play the game today. At Cobram, of course, let the good times roll right through the spring and the summer with Australasia's best harness action at thetrots.com.au, where you can watch every race live and free on Trots Vision.